Hey, Gino, where's the usual energy, that joie de vivre that you have? You look like a fucking...
There's something...
You look like an ISIS guy that OD'd on Friday.
Well, I had a killer weekend, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. We had a great time.
Plus, how is he sleeping through this? We've got a live, quote-unquote...
Wait, we're not ready to go there yet. You want me to... I got to patch you through to John, who'll patch you through to Garrett. We have to organize the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of... All right, well, do what you got
to
do.
Patching through to John.
Hey, how you doing?
Morning,
what's up,
John.
Gino? We're
morning,
gonna have
John.
To patch through to me, and then gotta patch you over to Garrett.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's. There you go. You just yeah. hit one button to switch. There you go.
It's right there, Gino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? What are you point? Your point? No, we can't see your screen. We're looking at you. There you go. There you go. If you're wondering the grueling prep work that goes into pet.
That's right, and it's me, legit news guy, and I'm back with Schultz Watch. Very exciting, Schultz Watch.
Okay, let me ask you. It we appears, have checked to make sure he's alive, right?
It appears that William
he's
Charles
not budging.
Worked until 6 a.m. at his hotel job. He then came here. Clearly there's some headphones there and a poncho. Looks like he may have slept on the beach, judging by that poncho.
Looks like he may have washed up on the beach in a carpet.
Then he's got headphones, which means he was listening to music to escape the reality.
Escape.
He's got good-looking socks on. He's got Dockers. Doesn't look like he's urinated himself. So if he was very drunk, he probably got up and peed. He looks comfy, though. Comfy, cozy.
Are you sure he's alive?
I'm not certain at all. I will not go in there in case he attacks us.
He has not budged. This isn't concerning. Someone needs to go poke him with a stick.
I don't think we should poke him with a stick.
All right.
He's a drunk. You've right, been there.
Right now, Joanne's watching, going like, I might need to call Karen Margolis.
Schultz Watch. We keep you up to date with every breaking moment of this exciting story. What could happen next?
He looks like he OD'd or something.
Overdosing is a very bad thing.
That would be so hacked to overdose.
I have very breaking news. As you know, you were out with Aaron last week.
I was.
Saturday, you guys were celebrating, and we have to kind of glaze over it, but the celebration was a member of ISIS or Antifa or some type of bad, you know, one of those bad brown things. Where
sure,
they get
sure.
together and do. He's dead. He killed himself. People
he
were
quit.
Happy about it. He had several bad things to say about us, several bad things to say about the network. Now, we know... in death comes a second chance. Not really.
No.
But, you know, you're dead, and you moved on. And we also found out he was the boyfriend of someone that was very vocal against this show.
Will it help if I guess?
It probably won't. But he's dead. Thoughts and prayers are with the family of the ISIS member and everybody else involved. And
I'll
see if we can get a photo of him up to make everybody feel better, but then we'll just move on, and that's the end of the story.
Didn't he dabble in comedy?
Is Aaron dead? Because who is that voice talking to you?
I don't know. I don't know. That was legit news guy, I thought.
Oh, was it?
Didn't he dabble in comedy? Didn't he?
No. There was no comedy. I checked. I Googled. There was no videos, no Comedy Central things, nothing.
But he sat there and asked people
we're
in
I just want to show the photo and move on with the story. That's
okay.
It. I've got a photo of the guy. Rest in peace. All the best
love
to his
to
family
it.
And friends and those grieving right now.
Oh, that was
we
me.
We do have a photo of him, and you'll remember him. And he had a, you know, there he is. And
I don't see him.
All the best to him and
his
family.
I don't
and
see him.
Thoughts and prayers. I'll patch you through to that photo.
I right don't now. See him.
Yes. Here you are.
That's Osama bin Laden.
Hmm?
Do you even do your homework, legit news guy?
They look fucking identical. I don't give a shit what you say. If you
they really
the
did.
Guy, they look goddamn one and the same.
So you're saying the guy was in Antifa that hates everyone, but he hated himself so much that he killed himself. That is so meta, man. That's very meta.
Very meta.
Very meta. Some people leave behind a body of work. Some people leave behind a body that can't get work.
You almost got that joke out. If you would have landed that joke, it would have been awesome. In rehearsal, it went real well.
I said it seven times over the weekend.
Breaking news right now. Better, 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 better. Breaking news. Better, 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 better. Breaking news.
Hey.
Huge poll over the weekend. Egg Watch versus Cookie Watch. And as we all know, Cookie Watch came out on top.
I think we're going to find some Russian collusion in on this voting, because I put the post up. I put the ballot polling up, whatever you want to call it, at the after the show Thursday. And I get home and I check it 3 hours in. Egg Watch, Ori O'Connor running away with the motherfucker. Then I'm a legit news guy, makes some calls, and Cookie Watch just walks away with it. I think it won by 10% of the vote, right?
I didn't see the exact final numbers.
It's pinned to the top of my...
Look, I'm just happy with the team, and everybody contributed to a Pulitzer Prize-winning piece of news.
Well, I just feel like you rode your reputation over...
54% versus 46%. So
I just feel
it
like...
It was close, and Ori gave it a good go, but I guess now you've got to let him go.
No, people love Ori O'Connor.
So he's still going to work.
Yeah, he's still going to... We really like him. In fact, I put a call up. He was coming by today.
Well, I've got a new segment.
What's it called?
Egg Watch.
That's Ori's bit. Ori does Egg Watch.
Egg Watch. Coming soon to a news place near you. Here's my music. Egg Watch.
I feel like you're really starting to take your gig for granted there, legit news guy.
Here we are. All right, here we go. Garrett's got an egg. Oh!
Oh!
Switching it up this week.
The brown egg!
It's a brown one, probably from a hen or an organic place. Looks like he may have brought them from home. I didn't see them in a bag.
Really?
Yep.
Now, I find the brown eggs, they just kind of sit there.
He's got to peel it. You can't just eat it with the shell on it, you know.
Some people, I'm told, eat the egg with the shell on it.
Well, we're talking about not Chinese people.
Are you sure he's not dead? Did someone honestly check?
I'll take you back to Schultz Watch in a minute. Right now, I'm occupied with Egg Watch. Also, found this out, the boxing match will continue as planned. There was some blowback from Brian McCarthy,
right?
But it's going ahead. Talk to him this weekend.
Good. Now, here's what
now,
I want to do.
Weigh-in is on Wednesday.
Here's what I want to do. I want me and Brian to just go to, there's a bar across the street, Sullivan's. I've heard good things. And I say we just go there after morning, me and him get tanked
Garrett's
up.
Garrett's taking his first bite of the egg. It looks like he's enjoying it. No salt today, which is an interesting thing. I think because of the release of the story over the weekend that said too many eggs are bad for you, Garrett doesn't want them to taste that good. I think he's acknowledged that he's addicted to eggs. So
now, what do you put on your eggs? Dramamine, Garrett? What, you awake? You with us here, buddy?
He's
sir?
Eating. You don't interrupt a man while he's eating an egg. Everyone knows that rule.
I did not know that rule. I was unawares.
There we go.
Now remember, it's Compound 20 here on Free Mondays.
One egg down. That's hey. Right. If you're at home watching, remember, you can get all this excitement for 20 points off.
20% off.
20% off.
which is the odds of Bill being alive. They went up, down by 20%. He has not budged.
Well, I forgot it's Free Mondays. I want to really make this show exciting. Here we are with Schultz Watch. You can hear the classical music that's going through Bill's head as he has memories of doing Xanax, fentanyl. Is Gino checking on him? Gino's checking if he's breathing. Looks like he's breathing. Now, it is kind of hard to sleep through a live show. There's sheep he's dreaming of. That's right, Schultz Watch. Stay tuned.
Hey!
When we come back, Gino's gonna rape him.
What?
Hmm?
Hey, look what I found in my travels. It's Liver Watch. Watch, liver.
You can't just make everything watch.
I thought that was the bit we were doing. That's not what we're... No.
What?
Hey.
I had Schultz Watch, Egg Watch, Cookie Watch. There's cookies here that were brought in by Andrea. It said, roses are red, violets are blue, someone's boyfriend is dead, these cookies are for you. I giggled at it. I really found it endearing.
Some people leave behind an auto body shop. That's not it either.
She came out. We had cigars, and then she came and watched a couple shows. I did a great stand-up show.
Where'd you go?
Oh, sorry. It's me. I got to transfer you through to Aaron. Hey, Gino.
Hey, Legit News Guy's doing stand-up now, I'm told.
No, I think he just wanted to transfer over to
me. Oh, and he got
it. I feel like, great. I had such a great day yesterday. I had a callback for an audition, which is odd on a Sunday.
Right.
Then I get home. We watched me on CBS Sports.
Yeah, March Madness. Cinderella.
Cinderella story. Great commercial. Thanks for watching it and supporting, buddy.
I am a big fan, but I'll be honest. I was, after you left the cigar shop on the cigar bar on Saturday, and all the other comics you were hanging with filtered out, I was left with our good friend and fan Tom Doria, and we polished off pretty much the better part of a bottle of Michter's. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what, alcohol?
That is alcohol. And then I left there and I went to Patty McGuire's, another fun bar, and drank there with our good friend Kevin Dombrowski, comedian, and his wife Molly, and our regular Billy, till about four in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I went to Kevin and Molly's place for a nightcap, or should I say a morning bracer. And next thing you know, it's 6 in the morning and I'm passing out, coming to at 2 in the afternoon. Thank God I overslept. You know why, Garrett? Because I would have bet the fucking Vols to beat fucking Auburn. Oh, I slept through that losing bet. But they still got a 2 seed in the what was it? The East. You had to see that coming. But I did. I missed it.
Trying to send a story to Garrett. I have to do it on Facebook.
Why?
Because it's you're getting like a second draft version of this real story.
Oh, I got to be honest. I feel
so I did that and then watched the commercial. Then my wife's Miss Pillows thing got 1 million views yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say $1 million.
Yeah. The Bergs are trash.
What's that?
The Bergs are trash.
You're not allowed to say that.
It's just some fucking hoss of a woman say that once on Facebook. The Bergs are trash.
That makes me boil over.
I go, your newborn baby's 86 pounds and eats nothing but cantaloupe. Why don't you shut your fat yam? Page isn't available. Oh, I tried to send it to him. Facebook's broken again. Facebook got broken. You know what? The Jewish people that ran the media broke it. Free Mondays, bro.
I want to see a clip of your commercial.
Oh, my wife is going away this week. She got to go to Delaware. So I'm renting a Jeep Wrangler, and I'm going off-roading through Queens.
You know, what day is she going down? Because we're going down.
She's going now. She's leaving. After the show, I'm going to go see her and the baby. And by the way, if you guys don't have a baby, you should have one. If you're gay, don't. Because, you know, you have to buy it and there's taxes.
No. They can adopt a child like anyone else.
Huh?
They can adopt a child. They can actually get a surrogate to... A surrogate to carry their seed.
Are you sure it's not surrogate?
Surrogate.
All right.
Like Admiral Farragut?
Just so you know, Garrett's on his second egg. But all right, go ahead.
They can get a surrogate.
Bill Schultz is still asleep. I'm spinning plates over here. Egg just got cracked.
How's it feel?
No one's had a cookie yet, even though Andrea dropped them off. There's a whole bunch of cookies. I can't eat them all. I do it because if I get a hooker this week, then I don't want her to be like, oh, you're so fat.
So she's Asian. Obviously, she's going to be Asian?
Yeah. I'm not going to get a white hooker that could be like evidence.
So when we go, so we're going down to Jersey.
If you get an Asian hooker, by the way, and then your wife is like, did you have sex with my husband? And she goes, oh, yeah. And I'll go, no, she's just angry because I caught her picking her nose on video.
Did you?
And you just, yeah, but you just show any video of an Asian picking their nose, you're good. They pick their noses like crazy.
I am not.
They pick their nose like they're digging a hole back to China.
20% off with the code.
That's right. 20 points off.
Percent.
Chew it down.
I'm
a Jew, by the way, so just
so. So wait, what day is she going down? Because we're going down
she's
to Vineland.
Today. Today's Monday. She's leaving today.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah,
part.
Today.
So you
I'm
got
going
the
to pick up a car.
So we gotta go
I got
to go
get a rental car. It's gonna be. Oh boy.
So
I need help. I gotta plant grass.
Why?
Because I'm not happy with my front lawn, and this is America, and I want a goddamn good lawn.
We should get rid of a body first and then put the grass over it. It's really good for it.
I think the body already got rid of itself.
That's
right, kids. Don't do heroin until you're successful.
Yeah. I mean, and God damn it. I mean, I could see Artie doing it. He weighs 350 pounds.
And Artie's had a career.
Yes.
You can't jump into heroin before you're killing it.
Oh, yeah, you can to really underscore. Let's say they wrote an article about you. This will really fucking.
Your problem is you always bring up the past. I'm talking about the future.
Okay. Understood.
Anyways, I'm going to get the Jeep. I want to plant grass. I got to get my taxes done this week. You have to do taxes this year, Gino.
I know.
Have you done them ever?
Yes!
All right. My voice goes higher when I lie, too.
You got to be honest.
Two times.
Yeah. There you go. You got to pay taxes this year. Otherwise, they're going to come for you when you make more money next year.
They keep sending us checks. This is their fault.
No, it's not. This is not supposed to be all your income. This is a percentage of it. You're supposed to have other stuff going, too. You have to have stand-up. You have to have royalties. You have to be creating.
I do a spoil sheet. I think I'm having an aneurysm. Should we just keep going?
Hang on one second. Let me patch you through to the legit news guy.
By the way...
And we're back. We're going to check on Schultz Watch right now. He should be awake since there's been a lot of laughing and giggling going. Nope, dead.
He's dead.
Clearly dead.
We killed him.
Bill Schultz killed himself after his girlfriend did a Netflix hour. All right, moving on.
She was on for 10 minutes. Biddy, 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 biddy,
biddy, biddy, biddy. Back to Aaron. Thank you.
So Aaron...
Egg Watch is going pretty well.
Aaron, Friday we're going to...
It's Aaron Watch by Aaron.
Friday, we're going to Vineland, New Jersey to do our In Hot Water show down there.
Yeah.
So, are you driving down Friday? I might go down Thursday and hang with family. We got to figure that out. But you could have your wife come by and do a little guest spot.
I'm going to go Friday.
Okay. Just checking. Just reminding you, Friday.
Egg Watch, Aaron Watch, Schultz Watch, Liver Watch, Cookie Watch. This is the network to get all your watches. Unless you're looking for watches, then you want to go to Invicta.com.
Really? Invicta?
Yes, they sell watches.
Is that a new advertiser?
Not with us. By the way, you're going, old Jello
I've done
brain.
Nothing this time.
All right.
You filthy Jew, I'm a lovable person.
Well, we have Aaron yesterday did acting in a commercial on television.
Yes.
And he's also trans.
Can we get a shot of that?
Well, we're going to show the whole video, if that's all right with you.
I would fucking love... I missed it. I'd love
you
to
You missed
see.
It. You were sleeping drunk.
But I woke up...
Texting your pussy calls.
Twat watch.
Here I'm we on. Go.
What?
Cover the name of who posted it. Oh, it's my sister. That's all right. Leave it there.
Friends, excuse me. Walk in. Hello. Move. Hello, America. I'm back. You want a private
Lester? Next stop. Gino, those are basketball Americans.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Big Major has got his ticket. What do you think? The tournament was about these guys? You're wrong. Out of here. See ya.
That's great.
Scrap. We are the ones that bring you the excitement. We are the ones that bring you the drama. We are the ones that brought you Sister G.
There you go.
And without us, there is no Cinderella. And who doesn't love a good Cinderella story? I had enough already. These heels are killing me.
But you know I'm trans.
Oh, come on! Nice try. We mid-majors, we stick together. Well, unless you're Gonzaga. Oh, look at you guys trying to be a one seed. See, we don't become one seeds. We UMBC one seeds.
You must be Cinderella.
Wow. But what we really want is to...
Is to...
Get it all.
He got to cut down a net.
That's a real trophy.
Is that the actual trophy?
Yeah.
It'll happen. As a matter of fact, this guy got us this close
he's taller
to the
than
promised
me,
land.
We'll have the fun.
Oh, I still can't watch that. But next time, it's going in. So when you're filling out your bracket, don't you forget about me, Mr. Mid-Major, because one day I'll be singing One Shining Moment.
I want I'm that t-shirt.
Enough for the Cinderella. And I'll see you at the Final Four.
Did they call back to you? Yeah, I love when they do that.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it was a really...
I think he goes, why is that guy wearing a dress? We should probably get in the truck and get some bats and go find him.
I don't think he said that. No. That's fucking awesome.
Who
you,
is that, Brian Gumbel?
No, it's Greg Gumbel, his brother.
What?
It's right? It's Garrett,
two Gumbels?
This African American, not a brother. Yeah. You know, that's a 70s term.
I didn't, and
are
I didn't
you
know
me there's two Gumbels, and
yes.
They both work in sports.
Yes.
What about shrimp gumbo?
No, that's gumbo. You're thinking of Bubba Gump shrimp.
All right, what about chewing on a gumball?
No, that's completely different. Completely different.
And they compete every year for the whitest black guy in the world.
Wow. Yeah. The two gumballs. I tell you this, I love bumping into white black guys.
Such
we have a friend from Delaware, nice white black guy. You bump it on the surface, totally black. You sit down and talk with him. He's like, I got a job. I pay my taxes. Blows my mind.
Now, is that a dig at me? He pays his taxes?
Yeah. You don't pay your taxes.
I pay. Where do you get this
you
stuff?
You live in Harlem. You dine on mangoes and Ziploc bags. On paper, you are a middle-aged black woman.
I am.
Yeah.
And I should eat more mangoes.
Has a cat that you rescued, Shaquifa.
I got to take the cat in today for blood work. Because she's getting hollowed out next week. I feel terrible.
Yeah, you're going to holler out like a Chippewa Indian? That is a line from the Boondock Saints 2.
Which you were
which,
in.
Which I did not say, but what's his name said? The guy that I acted opposite, and I'm yelling at him, and he goes, I don't care if Jimmy so-and-so hollowed your sister out like a Chippewa Indian. It was a great line. Troy Duffy came up with
it. Do you get to keep the, sorry to go back, but do you get to keep the mid-major t-shirt?
Would you like the mid-major t-shirt?
Aaron, honest to God, I would love it.
I'll give you the mid-major t-shirt.
Would you really?
I kept it.
I love that. I would love that.
The beautiful thing, I kept the dress and I went out dancing on Saturday.
And that's the show. Have a good week, everyone.
I went down to Stonewall. I had a great time. I'm going to Stonewall because it's a hard place.
Right.
You know, it's named after two things that are hard, stone and wall.
Actually, so far this makes sense.
Yeah, so I go down. I'm like, it's just going to be dudes hanging out, being bros, hanging out.
Right.
I wore my dress. Everybody was so, dude, free drinks if you want. got hooched up.
So how did the night end?
I'm a little iffy on it. I remember, I think because I drank, I had to pee a lot because I kept going to the bathroom.
Right.
And I remember being near a toilet paper dispenser, but not using toilet paper.
Really? What do you have any vague recollection of what you were using?
It's like I had a straw in the bathroom, but it wasn't in a drink. It was in my nose.
Right.
Oh, it was a rolled up bill. So I was snorting a lot of something.
So probably cocaine laced with ecstasy?
Maybe. And then I woke up the next day. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
My ass felt great.
Define great.
Like it had been worked out a lot.
like
the soreness that you get when you train legs. It was like that, but droopy.
It's pronounced prolapse. I find when I work legs, I used to. Like it really hurts a lot more 24 hours later. So how was it? On this morning, I guess.
Guy took me out for McDonald's breakfast in the morning.
Right.
I told my wife, I'm like, sorry, I went out for a jog.
Now, what happened?
Because that would explain the blood in my sweatpants.
Oh, you beat me too. What happened with the dress now?
Dress is at home. It's in my closet.
Right.
And my wife goes, what's this? I go, this is my closet. You got your own closet. I don't go in your closet and look through your afghans.
Does she have afghans in her closet?
I don't know. Sometimes she wears sweaters. I did sex on my wife last night.
How was that?
Consent.
No, that's not a response to that. Consent. Watch this. Ask me what I had for breakfast.
Whoa. Easy. Easy with the rape threats, man.
Ask me what I had for breakfast.
Easy. What'd you have for breakfast?
Hungry. Do you understand? Obviously, I'm hungry. I had breakfast. Obviously, you had consent. You had sex.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you again. How was the sex with your wife?
Verbally agreed upon?
No. It sounds like you're covering every time you say that. If I were to ask your wife how the
She's
sex
was... She's out of town. You can't ask her.
If I were to ask your wife how the sex was, what do you think she would say? Maybe it's better we don't ask her.
Let me take you back to Schultz Watch real quick.
I've never seen anything like this. Have you? Have you?
Bill, it's me, Greg Gutfeld. Come back to the show. Bill, don't sleep on the couch. Over here at Fox, we've got a whole green room. Bill, come back, Bill. I miss you. Tucker misses you. Roger Ailes misses you.
I've got
free Mondays. 20% off new subs.
I've got a free order. Let's see if this doesn't wake him up, nothing will. All right.
All right.
Here we go, Bill.
We take you back live.
And the white hash mark.
Bill, Bears are going to win, Bill. Bears are going to win, Bill.
And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible.
He's dead. He's dead.
Right, and now, the Eagles run out into the field, but there's still 5 seconds. So they've got to get back. He does it again.
He's dead.
Hey, Gino, the Bears lost that game.
Did this hit the upright and the crossbar?
Take it back to Schultz. Watch.
Watch
Schultz.
This. It hit it twice. It hit it twice. Bill, look.
Bottom line, it doesn't go through.
Doink.
Upright.
Doink.
It looks like it bounced off the crossbar.
Do you realize it could have bounced backwards and it would have counted, Bill?
The Bears season's going to end on a double doink. One.
Hey, Gino.
Here we go.
I gave my wife a single doink last night.
How many times?
I heard you got double doinked at Stonewall.
How'd you hear about that?
You were telling me.
Someone talking out of school?
Okay, one last time, then I'll let it go. We're honestly not concerned. We're honestly not concerned about this. Look at John. John's like, eh. John, you may worry less than me about anything, if that's possible.
Yeah. That's what sativa does.
If this place were burning to the ground, me and John would be like,
I asked my wife
last?
If I can smoke pot when she's away.
And what'd she say?
Well, once the black guy stopped fucking her on camera, she walked over to me and said, if you really want to.
It seems like you've made one heck of a leap there.
I think I'm going to get, I might smoke some pot this week.
We got to do a steak if you're free of the kid. You're a single swinging dude.
Yeah. Going to trim my pubes so they're shorter than my dick. You ever do that?
Tuesday.
Yeah. Sometimes because my dick will get small in the winter and the pubes are so long and you're like, oh, the pubes are longer than the dick.
You want me to one up you?
So then you got to yank on your dick to be bring everything back. And like, then you're like, I got to clip those.
Every couple months when I get a gig at like, you know, like with a hotel, like for the weekend, I'll bring my trimmers and I'll spend like an hour trying to shave my back. I will.
You don't want to do that at home.
No, I don't, because I'll leave the maid $10 to sweep the fucking room.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You just shave your back on the floor?
No, in the bathroom, but in the tub, but it's like, it's just, there's hair on everything.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a Bill Schultz wig exploded. He's dead.
How's Schultz what's doing? You want to get the show started or what? It's Monday. We had so much to celebrate with that dude's death and everything.
Some people leave a body shop behind them. That's not it either.
I've been asked to do Chip Chipperson with Tara Jakeway. So if Tara's listening or watching, that'd be
great. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
Tara.
This week would be the week to do it.
I got a text message from Tara Jakeway.
Yeah. Chip Chipperson's what I call sex.
You want to give her the old wood Chip Chipperson?
Yeah.
She sent me a text message because our fans are once again being like, and our fans are the best, like, where's Tara Jakeway been? I'm in the mood for a massive dump. And she's like, I'm at a legitimate network now. She's on CBS. She's like, you can't.
She's on CBS?
Yeah, she's on low.
So she doesn't poo anymore?
No.
Massive dump.
Yeah.
You know what I did this morning? Thank you. Thank you very much. She texted me the other day because she had just taken a...
massive dump.
There you go. Tara Jakeway, everyone.
Landlords.
Oh. See if that wakes Bill up. Hey, Bill.
Landlords.
Bill.
Landlords.
Nope.
All right, I've got a tweet.
Landlords.
From Bill Schultz. It says, I have a lot of friends that work night shifts on the regular, and as sympathetic as I thought I was at the time, fuck me. Now I know they were the real heroes. 4 days deep on a night gig has given me cracked out perspective. I am slowly going insane. This was posted at 2:55 a.m. today.
What are the comments under it? Wait.
I'm dating a female comedian. I'm going to kill myself.
Why does it say it was posted from Delaware?
Maybe it was in Delaware.
I guess so. That makes no sense.
Maybe he just wanted us to think he was in Delaware.
It's wherever your phone is, right?
No.
You're full of shit.
You have the option to put whatever you want to put.
George Brett and Rod Carew? I don't even get that.
It's because, I don't know.
All right. Well, that's what goes on.
Do you want to move this forward and get into some stories or something, or are you just going to fart around all day? It's free Monday. Why don't you give these people what they paid for?
You got it. Schultz watch, everyone. Here we go. All right.
He's still sleeping.
He's dead. Should we? All right, well, should we cover a story? Look at that. We got to find it. I've never seen anything like this. He might be in a... You really think this is normal? That he hasn't even flinched? He's definitely breathing, but...
I like when people kill themselves that want us not to work.
Bill needs us to work. He loves when we hang out.
Not Bill, I meant the other guy. All right, moving on. I've got some stories now. I'm going to patch you through to someone who's going to patch you through. Since Bill's in Delaware, we have our Delaware affiliate. Let me see if I can get him.
Okay, and can I point out I'm always last? I just got the sheep thing you were doing every time you went off off Schultz Watch. I am really not intelligent. Hey,
yeah,
guys.
Gino, sometimes when people fall asleep, they try counting sheep.
That's what do you fall asleep to?
Consent.
You're really trying to sell this consent thing.
Made love last night with my wife. My fuck game was pretty good. I'm impressed. Didn't stop. You know, sometimes you got to stop and pull out and squeeze the tip.
No.
So you don't not.
No.
You don't do that?
Why?
Because when I'm fucking, you don't do that?
I pull out and put it in her mouth and
no,
finish.
I pull out so I last longer. I'll pull out
right.
And just hold it there. But sometimes if I get too close, I pull out and pre-cum drips everywhere. But other times, I'll hold it. And
did you use it? Did you take any pills or anything?
No, I stopped taking pills years ago.
No, oh, so it's all it's
the love of my wife.
She's not listening.
Makes me a wreck.
She's not listening, dude.
You don't know.
I gotta whatever. All right, we're good. Is he sucking his thumb? I gotta tell you, it's a good haircut. I'm never doing long hair again. I'm sorry. Never again. Never again. All right. What are we patching through to a story? Sir? I don't even know what's going on.
Hang on.
I'm going to be honest. I came in today with a throbbing headache, and since I started drinking this magical elixir...
I had a throbbing headache last night, and I put it in my wife.
All right, but I walked
right in. I came, and she came too.
Really?
Yeah. The other night, she didn't, because we did fuck. She right. Let me do fuck.
Oh, well, you told me about that.
I went to my therapist, and I was like, sometimes I just like to fuck. And I told my wife that, so she let me do fuck. So I was like, I went out to the alley. I followed her. I took what was mine. And she's like, I didn't come. And then I go, oh, shit, this isn't my wife.
That sounds more like your Stonewall weekend to me.
I think this time it was me enjoying it.
I have not done fucking quite some time. I need to get my shit together. Need to.
I just got a text. Hang on, John's going to put this text up for you. No, he's not. All
come
right.
On.
Never mind.
Please.
We're letting it die like he did from heroin.
Oh, I just... It's,
you know, we shouldn't feel joy.
No,
because
I got...
Death,
I got.
But we do. And it's fine that we do. I'm going to talk to my therapist about it.
Right.
And it's fine. Look, some people would call us sociopaths. And I call those people doctors and knowledgeable gentlemen.
I call them two of my closest friends, Kevin and Molly. They're like, after we hung out, yeah. I went and drank. They're like, what is wrong with you two? And I'm like, nothing is wrong with us. It's a joke.
Look. So, right and wrong is not always important, but sometimes when you're right, it feels good to see someone die.
Someone that attacks your livelihood?
Yeah, I mean, and what are you going to do? I want to drop it. May
you
he
don't.
Rest in wherever he is,
this,
whatever.
Someone that everyone sided with. Someone that wrote egregious lies about us.
Egregious.
Egregious. Someone, one of these
and
people
Philbin.
That... One of these people that are fucking ruining comedy because rather than get out there, fucking deep down in parties
no,
where you...
No, Gino, he was out there. His body of work is posted. You can see it. Let's move
they
on.
Sit there and they're like, and they speak for us. These guys that invoke Carlin. No, we don't. We tell fucking jokes. You are trying to think for people. When I go on stage and tell a fucking joke about a Holocaust, when fucking Berg says he's a rape survivor, that's not us telling an actual story. That's us giving you fucking data to put in your brain and you make a decision in intelligently. We're not telling you what to think like this, what's his name? Dead fucking guy.
And
we're
take
not.
You back now to Schultz Watch.
And he's not waking up for this. See if he wakes up for this. We're not telling you how to think. We're asking you to think. Real comedians like Carlin, who I'm not invoking, I'm praising, ask you to think. Fucking faggots that
Gino.
Don't have a soul
Shh,
and
Gino.
Have no fucking
he's
place
sleeping.
To go.
Okay, you're getting it. You're getting off topic.
Well, I'm trying to see if he wakes up.
The important thing is that Bill needs to sleep.
I thought it was that guy was dead.
No, the important thing is Bill needs to sleep. It looks like he was doing stand-up and he lulled himself to
sleep.
We
now take you live to Bill Schultz for his impersonation of this guy that just had a Vulture article. And Bill. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Spot on. And the pale color, because it's black and... Is it black and white or we just don't have the...
He's sleeping. That's Schultz watch.
Some people leave behind a body of work.
Schultz watch.
Some people leave behind a body that couldn't get
also,
work.
They have to pull this episode now because you said the F word.
I did?
Yeah.
Eh, whatever. Here's to a great run.
We have a better penalty.
No. No.
You can't just all willy-nilly.
What is it? No! Other side, other side. There you go. No!
Side.
You can't! It's on our camera. Wait. No! Give me the key! Give me the key! You don't need the key. Take the key out. There you go. Just press it. I'll do it myself. Give me that.
Oh, you don't need the key. Just press it.
I guess you're... Well, it doesn't work.
Oh, it worked.
Give me the key.
Gino, you're in timeout until you learn
Come
that you
on.
Cannot. You cannot say hateful words like F-A-G,
it's not
whatever.
Funny anymore.
You can't say it. So you, for the next 10 minutes, I want you to focus on the show, and then you can drink again. That's it. Put it down. We have a big breaking news story.
Breaking news.
It's just in, Donnie. Man smears feces all over the Great Golden Way. Broadway, home to several shows like Cats, Meow, Hamilton. I'm black and a politician and I sing.
You haven't seen any
and
of these.
And other shows on Broadway has been... accosted by a man that goes in audition rooms and lays down shits.
Have you ever...
We take you live now to the residence of Brad Bradley, 173rd West 89th Street.
I was waiting outside the bathroom, I was checking my phone, and I must have been looking down when the person had walked out. You don't make eye contact with somebody leaving a bathroom, it's just... And so I walked in, I closed the door, I turned around and... I just saw it. It was everywhere.
In the Broadway community, equity chorus calls are particularly heinous in New York City. The dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious atrocities are part of an elite squad known as SPU. These
Special
are their stories.
Units.
Yeah, I get it. They're legit.
Ripley Greer's Brown, it appears we have a copy scat. These things usually happen in threes. First Pearl, now Ripley. We got to get a team over to Shetler before it becomes Shitler.
I've been at Shetler Studios.
Some actors really know how to leave it all on the floor.
It was sprayed all over these walls.
There's no shit there.
Looks spontaneous.
Hey, man bun
Way
queer.
Over rehearsed.
There's no shit.
Well, they
yeah, wait a minute, Gino. This is a fake story.
It's not fake news.
Jesus,
we need to see the video.
Look at these are actors.
It's not fake news, legit news guy.
These are actors. There was no poo on those walls. And this man has a man bun and a somewhat decent suit that his parents probably brought him for a wedding.
News is real.
And he just grabbed a woman. All right, Garrett, John, get this off the screen right now. All apologies to those of you who... Look at those shoes. I want to beat my dick to those.
What'd you say?
Nothing. All right, move on. I really apologize. We will find out who has leaked this fake news.
A mystery pooper turned Broadway into the great... Dude, you know what? I want to change my story. I think I like the fucking ones with the English ones with O and U in them. A mystery pooper, because the New York Post writes, a mystery pooper has turned Broadway into the great wipe way. The great wipe way, laying waste to audition rooms while using them as a personal potty. And revolting thespians, the stealthy stink bomber struck, that's alliteration, during tryouts for the Magic Mike musical at Pearl Studios on February 26th and again on March 6th at the Ripley Greer. I've been to Ripley Greer. I never get anything. Space down the block. There was a lot of disbelief, said actress Eunice Bay of the incident when she saw a show.
Gino, I hate to interrupt you. You need to carry on this story. I've just taken a job selling cars in Texas. I'll get back to you.
That makes no sense whatsoever. I can't imagine why you would suddenly non sequitur into, well, whatever, back to this story. And best of luck on your new job, legit news guy. Best of luck.
Already out the door.
She stopped and said, she slipped on something on the floor. She stopped and said, oh, I just stepped in shit. We all laughed, thinking she was using the slang version of shit to mean a general mess. But no, we all began to smell it at that point. Fellow auditioner Ali Faye Monk said, the first theory is that someone carried it off the street on their shoes, but there's no way that was plausible, given it looked like, well, a fresh pile. So basically, someone is shitting all over Broadway. Now they're saying... That it was like an aggressive actual shit against something that's going on, blah, blah, blah. Non-union hopefuls often complain that actors' equity mistreats them, but Broadway actors are upset that some shows, including SpongeBob SquarePants, go on tour with non-union performers who earn about 4 times less than equity members. So basically, if you've ever lived in Manhattan and you've seen this, you'll walk by a place, and it's going on with Macy's right now.
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Hey, buddy.
What happened with the poo story and LNG leaving?
LNG just got hired to sell cars.
Yeah.
He's pretty excited about it.
I guess. I think he was upset about the fact that you carried a fake news story.
Well, I didn't...
No. You took a story that you'd heard buzzwords about.
He handed me
and you turned
me
it into a real story. And now I'm expecting a couple years down the road, maybe your boyfriend's going to kill himself.
No.
All right. Well, you're still in timeout. If you can do this next story well... them, you're going to be golden.
First of all, he came to me. Legit news guy came to me.
It doesn't matter where the story came from. You didn't do the investigation on it. You can't just continue to spread a false narrative and then have all your friends jump on board.
The story is true. He had some skit that the actors did that was bullshit. The story is real news.
You're saying someone's going around pooing.
Yes, and it's the equivalent.
Guess who else poos? You, me. Everyone poops. There's a kid's book about it.
Yeah, it's
you deem that news on a Monday?
Yeah, it was handed to me. Excuse me 1 minute.
We have people watching, trying to get subs, and you're here like a homeless man outside a soup kitchen trying to open a bottle.
No, that's not true.
Give me a second.
All I'm saying
God damn it.
Is,
I'm going to bring in a professional.
This ought to be
hang
great.
Hang with me.
This ought to be great. All I'm saying is, this is an actual, like, this is a response to, like, scabs working on Broadway. Like, if you ever walk by a job site here in Manhattan construction, there's
passing
a giant...
you through.
God, he's here.
Hi, it's me, Ori O'Connor.
Ori, tough.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Ori, tough break with
that. If you don't like the news, tough cookies.
Okay, there you go. Ori
O'Connor here. Hope you had a St. Patty's Day worth remembering. I'll tell you, I had a great St. Patty's Day, mostly in my mouth and neck area.
Tough break with Egg Watch, dude. Cookie Watch, you started out great.
Hey, I get it. I got to go along to get along, and
right.
Wasn't my segment to begin with, even though I started it and made it popular.
But now it's you've given it, you've handed it off to Legit News Guy.
I don't know what happened with it, but it is gone. But I'm proud to have a good new segment called Racist Teddy Watch.
Yeah, he's here with
Racist Teddy. Just. Kind of came in the camera with his mushrooms.
Yeah, Bill's dead. Bill died
take
over the weekend.
Take his jacket off so he can be more comfortable as a racist.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's
pretty
good. Put
the jacket either on top of the bleachers or the there yeah, it we is get, on top this, of the bleachers.
This is what you Skyped in for there, legit. Excuse me, Ori.
Yeah, and tell you about my St. Patty's Day.
Now, how was your St. Patty's Day?
Great. My mouth had a good time at the bar.
Right.
My forehead and nose got into a couple fights.
I don't know that you're...
Hold on. Gino, why don't you offer Racist Teddy a drink?
I can't. It's locked. Racist Teddy.
That's correct. You're in timeout.
They locked... I'm in timeout. They put a lock on it because I... Because I don't... Because I'm angry with my words. Is that why?
That's correct.
Is that why?
Three more minutes.
Have a promo drunk boxing?
People don't like when racist Teddy's at the big table. We've gotten a lot of hate.
Yeah, who was complaining about that? Ellis?
Bear with me one moment as I've gotten a new segment called Cookie Watch. Let me pass you through now to Garrett, who's on Cookie Watch.
Here we go.
There he is eating a cookie, and it looks rather delicious. There's a whole bin of cookies out there. Andrea brought them in. Roses are red, violets are blue. So-and-so's boyfriend's dead. These cookies are for you.
Did you hear about the dead boyfriend?
I don't follow the ins and outs of the ISIS community.
I get mine from a multicolored cookie monster. Apparently,
I don't want to take credit for somebody else's news segment, so I've come up with my own news segment called Bee Watch.
Oh, okay. I'd love to see the Bee Watch thing.
My ex-wife is a bee.
She is not.
Bitch.
Oh, you can't say that.
Little news humor.
There's
a man that's eating bees. I take you now live to Bee Watch.
I didn't know you were divorced, Ori.
Oh, of course. Who isn't? Here's a man.
Now, can I ask you something? What music is this they're playing, Ori?
This is the Fly to the Mexican Bee Eater.
Close. Oh! Oh, my God!
Why is he fingering his mouth like a woman's asshole? Suck Mohammed is his name. Hey, Gino, you know what I like to tell bad Indians? Why don't you go suck Mohammed?
You shouldn't do that. This guy, Suk Mohammed Dalal, claims he's built up a tolerance to bee stings and puts them in his mouth while he's working and sucks the honey out. Come on. Come on. And then spits them out once he's done.
Sure, you don't want to swallow.
Oh my God. What is he doing? Why is he putting them in his shirt? Well, one thing is for sure. He is definitely fucking immune to bee sting. He's like an X-Man.
Why would you try this at home? How many bees do you have at home? Oh, look at that. Whip your dong out. What do they have? Paperwork? Oh.
Whip your dong out. Why would he want to whip his dong out?
So there you have it. Bee Watch. I'm going to try that here.
Are you legit news?
Yeah, they said don't try it at home. I'm at work.
A minute ago, I was talking to Ori O'Connor, and now it seems like you're talking.
All right, I've got one. Can't catch him.
Look, you understand. By the way, you better decide which.
Can't get it in my mouth. But you gotta catch it first.
You realize this guy built up a tolerance to bee stings.
Ow! God damn it.
You don't have a tolerance.
Oh, shit! Out for the love of fuck!
You don't have a. Are you letting the air out of a balloon, or is that a bee? Is that a bee in there?
Oh, shit!
You understand?
Shit!
You.
Oh,
it's
God.
Been 3 minutes!
Garrett's got the key to the door, and it was on the key that he locked the thing with, and he's gone up to the restroom.
So are you locked in there with a.
I am!
With one bee. It's one bee, legit news guy. Man the fuck up. It's a single bee.
It's Ori.
You've got to decide who this is.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking hell, man.
That's legit news. Get him off the screen. Ori, are you okay?
I'm all right, but there's a bee in here stinging me repeatedly.
Yeah, I see that. That is frightening.
I don't know if they could you send help.
Yeah, legit Ori guy. Is it me or is it legit?
Ah, keep stinging the black parts of me.
What are you doing?
Hang on.
This isn't a good idea. What did I just hear? No. Are you gonna set yourself on fire? It's not gonna. Aren't you in a car dealership? It's too much. I can't fucking steer it back. How is he not budged? He's dead. Ori. Ori doing your legit news guy in person. Oh, no. Well.
Goddamn it, fucking bee!
legit news guy. Am I crazy? Ari! Ari, no! Well, before we learn. He's alive! He moved! On the bright side, you will be all one color, smoldering black. Ari? Ari?
I can't catch him!
Ari, I didn't see how the fire is helping. All you've done is scared away the bees by immolating yourself. Imma let you finish. Nothing.
It's fucking back. It was away when I was on fire. Let me try and light myself up again.
You're still on fire according to our screen. Here we go with the lighter again. Here we go. Here we go. I don't even know what that is. What is that noise?
Relaxing nature fire.
I don't understand. I don't understand what exactly. You know what you could do? Or you could just kind of. You could just kind of. Are you okay? Or you could just kind of shoo the bee away. You could shoo the bee away.
It's hot, man. It's hot.
Because you're on fire, Ori. Yeah, that's a shame. That is a shame. That's a shame. Ori, you there? Buddy? Sir? All right. Well, if one thing came out of Ori setting himself...
All right. I think I'm okay. I mostly got stung in the lip area.
Right.
The rest of me's okay, but the fire has burnt off most of my natural skin color.
So, well, I'd love to see how you look now. By the way, in the middle of that craziness, Bill Schultz actually moved.
My lip is real bad.
Really bad. It's an adverb modifying how bad it is.
Real bad. Mostly the top lip. Now you can't even see it.
Pretty soon. Let's see.
Here's God.
I've never seen it. You burnt yourself into a white fucking yo boy. That's pretty impressive. It's like you burn all the skin off. And I don't even... It's like you're
I
doing...
I feel cleaner.
There you go. It looks like your lip healed.
It's not good. I'll tell you that.
I don't even know what to do with you here. You look like you have my haircut.
A lot of people are walking by whistling at me.
I don't know what you did to your lip there, but that is an absolute shame.
It's pretty inflated.
I don't even know the voice you're doing now. It's almost like you're checking your email, seeing if you got a call back on your Sunday audition.
No, I would imagine I booked it, but you never know in the business. And
Teddy, go get glasses. Teddy, the witch is...
Gino, it's Aaron.
Yeah?
You're off timeout. You just have to remember, it's a hateful word, man. And even though it's a bundle of sticks, you don't need to say it just to make a point.
I apologize that I don't use it as a
don't
hateful...
Apologize. We don't roll in the apology game.
No, I apologize. Look, I apologize that word, I use it as an adjective and not as hate speech. I apologize.
No.
What word?
Oh, I see what you did. Yeah. Forget about it, man. Not gonna tell you.
See, that's clever. You do stuff like that, you can steal for Saturday Night Live.
What happened with that, dude?
Saturday Night Live stealing a lot of jokes off a lot of sketch writers. Some comics are like, they never stole.
And we
Saturday Night Live steals.
We were talking.
Michael Che is on the show. He was stolen from Africa.
I'm good. No, Michael.
Yes, there's a history in America of slavery. You right. Gotta research this. People were brought from Africa to be slaves. America is built on the backs of American black people, and for that we should be grateful all the time. We should not have a month of Black History Month. We should make black history all the time.
We should make blacks history. I agree. I couldn't agree more.
What?
You said we should make blacks history.
I thought you said you weren't doing hate speech.
No, that's me being efficient.
That's my point.
What?
Is that we should be more grateful for our black friends that we have and always remember how much great stuff they did. But it's like Saturday Night Live stole Michael Che from his...
The NBA?
No, he's not tall enough.
Look, we were talking about...
My God. I just received horrible news.
What?
Can I patch you through?
Please.
I got to patch you through to Garrett, who's going to patch you through to Texas.
Wait, Texas?
Check out this article, Gino.
No, it's on your screen. No.
Yeah, right there. Look.
Yeah, you can see it. We can't. There's not a camera behind you.
I see it right here. It's right in front of me.
Because the camera's in front of you.
Yeah, look, Aaron's going to point to it. There he is. Here.
The camera's in front of you guys.
So just read it.
It would have to be behind you for us to see it.
So use triangulation. My finger and his finger.
Now I'm just looking at Berg's ass, which has a blood stain, but that's neither here nor there. And the Dave Landau counter, I think it's, here's what really, there you go.
Yeah. But it was there the whole time.
This is uncanny because you know who just left out of the blue willy-nilly to get a job as a car dealer in wherever the fuck this is again. it was legit news guy. Mystery as car dealer.
You know, this is really sad. This is sad news. Our newscaster, I know that we just had a fire in the studio here, but it's all been dealt with, and it's Ori. We can't do anything about it because he's... 7/8 black in the face.
What's the 1/8?
It's white.
Why are you whispering that?
I just don't want anyone to know.
We know. We've seen him. The guy does Egg Watch. It was a big hit before legit news guy colluded with Russia to rig the fucking thing to Cookie Watch.
Well,
I said rig. It's Monday. I'm being careful.
His mouth is white.
Why are you whispering his mouth is white?
I don't want him to feel like we're colorizing him.
We're not colorizing him. He's 7/8 black and 1/8 white. That's just what he is. We can say black on Mondays.
Moving on.
I didn't make an off-colored comment.
We have... Legit News Guy is in Texas reporting live.
He's selling cars. He just up and quit his gig here. He had a great gig. He had a cake gig. And then he went to Texas to sell cars. It's unbelievable.
We have live footage of him inside of his car dealership right now.
Do we really have footage of this?
That's correct.
Can we get sound bites of him talking? It'd be funny if he talked like Ori O'Connor during this bit. This is retarded. What's he doing?
I think he's trying to sell a car right
now. Why is he hitting the B button right now? Jesus Christ. This is how he sells a car?
It's Texas. So he's trying to get this man to buy a car. Okay, I think he accomplished it.
And he just left? He could have taken a car.
He's gone out.
This is...
This person may want to buy a car.
This is...
Oh!
I didn't know Legit News Guy was so angry.
So here he is. There's the truck that's bringing the car to the dealership that he works
at.
Someone's hit it.
Is this the Carvana site?
He's going to be upset now. Someone's asked him to hook the tow truck up back onto the car because he's got to get the car to the dealership.
He was just at the dealership beating up a customer. Why is he suddenly on a
tow? That's what they call in the business closing the sale.
No, it's called assault. It's called assault in any friggin'. Now he's back in the. Now he's in the break room. I don't get it. Why is he in the break room now? Having
a
seizure.
That's Carlton. He works for.
There we go. Now he's in a Dodge.
Bringing in new cars, quote unquote. He brings in new inventory. So there he is. He's got his car. He's driving it to Legit News Guy's dealership.
Why is he suddenly in Miami? I thought this took place in Texas.
I think that this is LA, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Horrible driving compilation. Why is he on a motorcycle now? And not good at it. Why does he go to Bill Schultz black and white when he hits a van?
I this is getting away from the real story here. Let me get you back there to the dealership. I'll patch you through to Legit News Guy. Let's see what he has to say.
I hope he talks like Ori O'Connor.
Here he is driving to the dealership.
Dope. A Texas man intentionally...
Matching you through.
There we go. Hi. How are you? Got my booze back. Me and Teddy got our booze back. We've been good. All right. What?
Hello, Gino. It's me.
Who?
Legit news guy.
Okay. Dude, you know Oreo Carter?
Or as I call myself, legit Nissan guy. That's like, right. Come on down to legit Nissan, and I'll sell you the car for you and your family and America and the troops and everybody.
Now, why did you suddenly...
I take you live now before to my actual showroom. Take a look at it. You guys got to come on down here and purchase some stuff, because we got one of these wacky things. Look how wacky this thing is.
Can I...
Oh, it's wacky. Come on down. There you like go. Wacky stuff?
Now, can I ask you, legit news guy, did you suddenly and abruptly leave your job in...
Well, look at it. It's the.
I get it.
You plug it in, and it's just air doing that.
Yeah, I get it. Legit.
But it looks like a person in there.
You left the...
Oh, wait, there is a person in there.
You left the
I
new...
made a horrible mistake.
That's a person in
That's
there.
That's right. We hired a person.
You left news reporting.
Get this down, Donnie.
Donnie?
Yeah, Donnie's my coworker.
You left Donnie back in New York?
Sure.
Why?
Why would I bring her? She can't sell cars.
I would think an attractive gal like Donnie could help move product.
Not at all.
Really? Why not?
This is Texas. This is a man's game.
Yeah, but in Texas, it's old-fashioned values, I would think. And maybe I'm speaking out of school.
What kind of car are you looking for, Gene?
I'm not looking for a car. I have my own.
Everybody's looking. Somebody's finding.
I need something.
Hang on, Don. Get this down. All right, Gino, tell me a little bit about you. It. Where do you live?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I live in East Harlem, 104th.
East Harlem.
You should come by sometime.
I will whenever I need a Nike swoosh in the back of my haircut. All right, I've got this written down. And you're looking for what? A four-door, two-door?
What's that? Something that you could sleep in.
Four-door.
Thank you.
Possible SUV.
Hatchback.
What did you want to keep your monthly payments at?
I don't make them, actually, so you can make them whatever you want.
Sure. How's $439 a month?
$437.
$437 a month, that's going to put you in a Nissan Pathfinder.
Really?
Yeah. Now, what are you looking at for down payment?
I wasn't going to put anything down. I thought I'd drive it out. My credit is impeccable. Impeccable means garbage, right?
Let's take a look at your card and run this. All right.
No, Donnie, don't run
if
that
you can run this card. Bank of America.
Should be fine.
Just waiting on the card. We'll get you out of here real quick.
Why don't I get in the car and I'll circle back and sign for the thing.
Quick question, Gino.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I look like a blonde with big tits and an open ass?
No. Why would you
then why are you trying to fuck me?
An open ass? Can you say that?
That's correct.
Is that a saying in the car selling business?
Yeah, it is.
What are some other sayings you use in the car selling business?
Hey, Gino, quick question.
Yeah.
Are you on medication?
I am. And they were withholding my meds a few minutes ago.
Well, you must be on something because you're slower than a black man crossing the street.
Now, it would seem that's kind of racist. Do you move cars talking like that in Texas?
We move everything over here. Let me ask you another question, Gino.
Yeah.
Do I look like a girl in a wheelchair with spina bifida?
No, you don't.
No, then why are you trying to fuck me?
All right, I'm going to backtrack on this a minute. Okay, like the first one you did, where a hot blonde with big tits and an open ass, I could see that. I could see that being arousing to a heterosexual male, a cis male, as dead people that OD on heroin say. But when you say, do I look like a chick in a wheelchair with spine? Look at him. When you say, do I look like a chick in a wheelchair with spina bifida? You say that like that's as hot as like a hot, big-titted blonde with an open ass. I'm going to have to keep talking because he's not going to make it through this one. Okay, so I don't see how that's the same response as the hot blonde.
I got a whole litany of them.
All right, let's try another one because that one...
Do I look like a midget amputee that's floating in the ocean?
No.
Then why are you trying to make me suck your cock in the street?
Okay. All right, again, I don't see how that would kind of arouse you enough. I mean, like, when you say, do I look like a midget floating in the ocean, I think you're going to do one of those jokes because do I look like my name is Bob or something. But you...
Hey, Gino.
Here we go.
Do I look like a horse with a muzzle wrapped around its mouth?
No.
Then why are you trying to get under me and suck my dick?
Okay. Is it possible that you just have some crazy fetishes and you had to leave the state of New York and your job here as a newscaster because you blew a midget, fucked a girl with spina bifida, and had bestiality sex with a horse? Is that possible?
Donnie, how's that paperwork coming?
And why are you
working? We're getting close, Gene.
Why are you working with a guy named Donnie right now? That's weird.
Good dude.
Is he trans? That's a good question, Teddy. It's just odd. All right, let's do one more suppose. Do I look like?
Well, you're not trying to rip me off anymore.
Well, because I'm genuinely concerned for you.
Oh, that's getting your paperwork done. Now, did you want a blue or black automobile?
I would like something in, like, red, maybe. I could do black or white. Either one of
black
those.
Black or white.
Okay.
All right, let me see that.
Okay. Finish watching the Neverland thing.
I don't know if I could do that, but if I could, would you buy this car today?
Sure. Just run it through my credit card, and I'll come back and cross the T's and dot the I's.
All right. Beans!
Beans.
No better time to buy a used car, Gene.
What is that guy doing in here?
All right. Let me ask you this, Gene. We've got all your paperwork done. We've got you down for no down payment. $437 a month. Very exciting. Good to get you in this Pathfinder. Relatively new. It's a 2014.
Okay, that's 5 years old, 6 years old in a couple months with the model year. You're selling me how many miles on it if it's new?
Gino.
Yeah.
Do I look like a black girl that got a Netflix special for no reason?
No, no.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
Is it possible you just say the first thing that comes to mind and then ask why I'm trying to fuck you? Is that possible?
No.
Okay.
But I thought we had a deal and now you're itzing and bitsing over what year the car is.
Well, you said it was a new car, and it turns out the car was made during the first Obama administration.
I said relatively new.
Relatively new. It's 5 years old. That's half a decade old. How many miles?
Do I look like I'm dressed up like Samuel L. Jackson in a movie?
No, you don't.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
I don't even know why you would want to fuck any of those
Tetris,
guys.
Motherfucker. It's a game.
How many miles are on the car? Let me ask you that.
All right, there's 114,000.
114,000 miles. That's not new.
People, I said relatively new.
No.
I have a relative. His name is Jonathan. He's my grandfather. He's 86 years old. But to me, he's relatively.
Okay. Now, do you realize that's basically driving across the country 20 times back and forth?
You certain?
I'm certain. 3,000.
Hang on one second. All right, Gino, I know you from way back. I don't want to screw you over like you're trying to screw me over.
Right.
So let me ask you this. I was trying to help you.
Right.
Fuck me, right?
Right. Right.
You're trying to fuck on me?
Look, let me ask you something. Do I look like a dead Antifa hack comic who OD'd on heroin?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck me on this car?
Touche. All right, Donnie. All right, we'll get the paperwork done. I'm Donnie.
Did you say Donnie? Do you even remember these?
I said Donnie.
Okay, I guess that's right.
I accidentally said Dolly once. I will. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't deal in fake news.
Didn't we start?
Are you insinuating I do fake news?
Yeah. You know what?
You're saying.
No.
Let me ask you this, Gino.
Ah, we brought it back.
Do I look like an athlete with muscular dystrophy?
I don't even.
Then why are you trying to fuck me, Gino?
Ah, you had to wait till the third minute of stoppage.
Do I look like I robbed your March of Dimes box?
No!
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
Do people do that?
Donnie, get this together. Hang on.
Did you say Donnie?
I'm going to go outside and have a smoke and get all this cleared up.
You got to be
careful. You got my lighter? Give me my lighter. For the love of fucking God. Cover the story, Gino, about the Texas car salesman.
A Texas man intentionally set himself. What are you doing with the lighter? Be careful out there. They just got a shipment of gas for the cars. Careful, buddy. Do you have video of this? What are you, legit news guy? I said I was sorry about the fake news. I wasn't making fake. Oh, God, here we go. Here we go. Do we even have the video that started this whole bit 3 hours ago? Do we? Legit news guy? You got the lighter to light on the first
I'm just outside, Gino. Let me ask you this. Do I look like a firefighter that saved a whole bunch of lives on 9/11? Then why are you trying to fuck me?
No, Pete Davidson's dad.
Why are you doing that? Why are you goddamn claiming mesothelioma?
No, that's something they do in the...
Oh, God, it's hot out here.
Do we even have the video of this, Garrett? All right. You ever think of relapsing with me there, Moses? Here we go.
Mission car dealership just off the North Freeway.
Here we go.
This is near Spring Cypress.
Oh, legit
Lifeline
news
just
guy.
Landed. We understand they have emergency crews there on the scene, as you can see. Deputies asking,
why am I not allowed to cover my own story?
Much more on ABC
because you're on fire.
Well,
a Texas man intentionally set himself on fire outside the car dealership he is believed to work at while bursting into flames. He said, do I look like a self-immolating son of a bitch Nazi? No. Then why are you trying to fuck me? Fire crews and police were called to the AutoNation car dealership in Spring, Texas after the man reportedly caught fire near a gas pump Friday while screaming, do I look like I rigged the cookie watch election? Then why are you trying to fuck me? Unbelievable. They thought he was babbling incoherently as they poured him into the tank. He said, do I look like a guy that fucked a guy in a Cinderella suit over the weekend in New York? Then why aren't you trying to fuck me? This guy was out of his mind. He was absolutely bananas. First responders were sent to a Texas car dealership after he was set on fire. A video taken by the bystander, apparently posted on social media, has surfaced showing the moment when the man set himself on fire. Do I look like a guy I would take out for a steak dinner myself, then drug his drink and fuck him in the ass and call him Garrett? Then why are you trying to fuck me? This is ridiculous. This is
what
all.
What was that second
line? I don't even know, dude. I'm just reading what it says. I'm just reading what it fucking says. It is absolutely. In the graphic video obtained by Univision, the bystander can be seen backing up in his car while the man fully engulfed his flames.
Like few paragraphs ago, I swore
No, I'm just reading. I might have read it wrong.
Right.
Takes a couple of steps forward before falling onto the ground screaming.
I thought I heard something.
I tricked this bitch Dottie into thinking I was a heterosexual. I hope this Donnie guy is trying to fuck me. Police source said the KHU reporter that the man is in his 50s and was an employee at the car dealership. Then he screamed, do I look like a guy whose face is 90% black and 10% white, but they like that fucking guy better than me? Then why are they trying to fuck me out of my gig? It's unbelievable. This guy must have been insane. He must have been absolutely been insane when it happened.
Gino, do more.
As they loaded him into the van and doused his body with things, he was overheard saying, do I look like a guy that needs a line cut in my head with a Nike swoosh stripe on 104th and 1st? Then why are you trying to fuck me? It is unbelievable. Authorities are investigating the incident and have not released information about what might have led to him. Do I look like a guy that hugs his wife from behind by choking her out through the trachea, saying, let's do fuck? Then why isn't she trying to fuck me? I don't even know what happened to Bill. Woke up. He's alive.
We take you live now to Bill Schultz Watch.
We thought you...
It's 10:12 a.m. and Bill Schultz is away.
We played Cody Parking. Parky.
A man killed himself while you were asleep. Hey, Bill. Do I look like a guy that just woke up on a couch with all messy hair? Then why are you trying to fuck me?
We played the Cody Parkey missed field goal at the top volume and you didn't budge. We were sure you were dead.
All right, Gene. This Friday, everybody, Vineland, New Jersey, we have a very special show. Myself, Gino Bisconti, Mike Figgs, and others.
Wendy Starling.
Proceeds go to Gino's dead aunt, Olga.
She died of cancer.
Yeah. I don't know what she's going to spend the money on. Hey, Gino, do I look like a dead lady that died of cancer? Then why are you trying to give me money? But I hope we still get paid. Do we still get paid?
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's always a fun time.
Wait a minute. I asked if we were going to get paid, and you said it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Do I look like a guy that can afford to pay
you
the fake amount?
And I get you're my friend and stuff, but I'm going all the way there to do this gig, and it's pretty far, and we got to drive there on a Friday through rush hour traffic.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, am I making my rate, or what are we?
Yeah, you're going to be fine, and we're going to go on my new path.
Wait a second. Gino.
Yeah. What?
I'm just asking if I'm going to get paid, and you keep telling me I'm going to be fine.
It's going to be a great time.
You're not answering. Gino, let me ask you this.
So much fun.
Do I look like a drunken girl passed out on the floor of a bar in my own vomit?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
People, that is...
Friday, Vineland, New Jersey. We're going to be there. What a great show. Stay tuned for morning, and maybe Bill Schultz will throw some clothes on.
Why are you trying to fuck me?